This is Tom Warren inviting you to listen to 5 Gospel Minutes and calling your attention to the reading of the words of the Apostle Paul in 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 7, in which he refers to people who are ever learning and never able to come to the knowledge of the truth. In the light of the fact that the Lord Jesus Christ plainly taught in John chapter 8 and verse 32, "Ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free," and that the Apostle Paul, guided by the Holy Spirit, said in Romans chapter 1, verse 16, "For I am not ashamed of the gospel, for it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth, to the Jew first and also to the Greek," we learn of the enormous importance of truth, the Word of God. Thy Word is truth. We find that men need the truth, and yet many do not learn it. The Bible here refers to those who are ever learning, ever putting forth some apparent effort to learn the truth, and yet they do not learn it, and therefore, not having learned it, cannot be saved. Already we have pointed out some of the reasons why men never arrive at truth. That is, some do not. We have suggested that some do not arrive at truth because they do not want the truth, and therefore do not look for it. They do not read the Bible. Some do not arrive at truth because they look for it, but they do so in a prejudiced way. They read the Bible, but they do so with their minds already made up as to what it teaches and are not willing for the Bible to change their minds. Third, some men do not arrive at truth because they believe the Bible is written in mysterious language, that it cannot be understood. Thus, they do not realize that God has given us the Bible for everybody. The Bible is not given merely for a select group of elite scholars, but for everybody. Some men do not learn the truth because they accept what they read or hear about the Bible and do not read the Bible itself. I told in some detail about men such as a professor who said, even though he had taught in a theological seminary for some 40 years, that he had never really read the Bible, but had read many books about the Bible. Now we continue with the fifth reason I'm going to suggest to you as to why some men do not arrive at truth. And it is that some believe that sincerity alone is sufficient, that they do not really need the truth. Now, if a person thinks that he doesn't really need the truth, then of course he isn't going to be looking for it. You may tell me that something is lost or that there's a possibility that I could have something. But if I see no real need for it in my life, I'm certainly not going to be very excited about looking for it. And so it is that some people are not concerned at all about reading the Bible because they do not really see the need for it. The attitude is abroad in the land today that just so long as one is a sort of a good old boy, that God is so good and merciful and kind that he will save him even if he rejects God's truth. Now, the Bible makes clear that that is simply not true. In Matthew chapter 7, verses 13 and 14, the Lord Jesus Christ said, now these are not my words, but they are the words of Christ. He said, "Enter ye in at the narrow gate, for wide is the gate, and broad is the way that leadeth unto destruction, and many are they that enter in thereby. But narrow is the gate, and straitened the way that leadeth unto life, and few there be that find it." Notice, according to Jesus, there will be few people and that will be saved, but many will be lost. That is, few in comparison to the totality of humanity, and many in comparison to the totality of humanity. The reason why some will be saved is because they enter the gate and walk down the straitened way. Now, that's just another way of saying it's because they accept Christ's truth and live in harmony with it. And everyone who does that will be saved, and everyone who does not will be lost. It's really just that simple. And yet many people, in misguided frames of mind, have come to the conclusion that God will be satisfied merely upon the basis of sincerity. Now, sincerity is necessary. No one can be saved without being sincere and without acting in good conscience. But sincerity and good conscience are not sufficient. There's a great deal of difference between something being necessary and being sufficient. But our time is gone for today. I'm glad you've been with us. Please do join us again next time. Until then, we bid you a very pleasant good day.